Team Me mit F is for Faker auf Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielen die Norweger im Rahmen der Ja-Ja-Ja-Veranstaltung hier bei uns im schönen Fluxbau und stellen dort ihre neue Platte Blind as Night vor, die im Vergleich zum Debüt To the Treetops etwas düsterer, aber immer noch nach Team Me klingt. Jetzt sind die Herrschaften erstmal bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen über den Studio-Koller, den sie ja nach fast 6 Monaten Aufenthalt in Aufnahmeräumen übermannte. Wir sprechen auch ganz allgemein mal über die schwierige zweite Platte und finden heraus, wie Marius Hagen, der Chef der Kapelle, den Laden zusammenhält. Hello and welcome, Team Me. Hello, Marius.
Hello.
Hello. And hello. I didn't check your names. I'm so sorry.
Uno.
Uno is here as well, and Elida.
Yeah.
Yes, cool.
Right.
I'm confused with so many band members.
Yes. Yeah.
Team Me. Step a little bit closer to the microphones, please,
sure,
so that we can really hear you. You can use that one too as
I can
well.
Use that one.
Oh, we have two microphones actually.
Nice, luxurious.
It's a well-equipped radio station. So, how have you been? Where are you coming from today?
We're coming from Oslo. The airport, Gardermoen.
Okay.
We took a plane.
Okay, cool.
Over here in Berlin, and we're gonna play at this club
cool
thing
yeah.
tonight
yeah.
and it's gonna be good
yeah with two other bands
yeah yep.
Cancer from Denmark and Atna from Sweden. Have you ever
I've never heard them
me neither to be honest.
No.
Team Me is the headliner from my point of view for tonight. So how's the year been for you guys? You've been super busy and you've been working. You started working on that new album in 2013.
Yeah.
And you stayed in the studio for more than 6 months. How 70s style is that? I mean, that's happened in the 70s the last time,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. We sort of like took control over the whole thing ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's why we used so long of a time recording it. Because we basically moved the whole recording back to our hometown in this barn. And yeah, we were fooling around and not exactly knowing what we were doing, I guess. So, but yeah, we spent too much time on it.
Yeah. That really read in an interview that you said that you were so close to going really crazy.
Yeah,
it was
nuts.
Really not far from that.
Yeah. A
couple of times, actually.
Because that barn is in an isolated place as well, or was it because you just concentrated on music and music and music and music? Too much input, maybe.
We all lived in a house. Next to the barn.
Yeah.
So every day we woke up at like 7 or 8 or maybe 9.
Yeah.
And like sat in the barn and did whatever we had to do like all day.
Yeah.
Until 12 at night.
Wow.
So it was a lot of closeness.
Yeah.
And a lot of eating dinner together and no time apart. So
yeah.
it was a crazy. Yeah. Period. Yeah.
And it was a test, maybe as well.
Yeah.
For the members of Team Me, if they're really a team, if they can stay together for much longer, right?
Yeah.
We're here.
Yes.
But how did you avoid that people really get crazy? Did you do something to come down from the stress? Did you take long walks, maybe, or something like that? Or
not really. Not really.
Drinking.
Well, there were some drinking, but I guess we didn't have time to either argue or like bang our heads in the wall because we, as I said, we were basically, we didn't know what we were doing. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a plan, and the plan, like, if there was a plan, the plan sort of sucked because we had planned to like put all these different types of instruments into the songs and these arrangements. And halfway through, we sort of like discovered that shit, there's not enough space to do that.
Yeah.
So,
everything failed.
Yeah, sort of. So we kind of like built up the songs, recorded stuff, and then we had to strip them down again and build them up again.
Yeah.
And I think we did that like 5 times or something some of the songs. So it was
hard work.
I'm so fed up with the songs. Yeah. I can't stand them.
True. So you'll be like at your own concert at a Team Me show, you'll announce a song and then you go like, oh no, not that one.
Yeah, I just want to go home and watch a movie.
No, but I mean, people say that it's if you want to do real art that lasts for a longer time, that, you know, you have to go through some rough phases while making that. There's no such thing as a masterpiece of literature or music that has just been done in a few days, you know?
No.
People have to suffer for stuff.
Yeah.
So. Usually.
Yeah. So I have a good feeling for that record, yeah.
It was our hard second album, for sure. With all the cliches, whatever.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, because so many people are telling me about the second hard album because you had so much time, all the time that you wanted for the first one, but now there's a certain time in which you have to finish the second one, and you know about the people who've been enjoying your first album. I've read that you actually were thinking about the listeners a lot while composing for that new record.
For sure, definitely. I think anyone is like, if there was a certain amount of success on the previous record you did, or our debut album, of course there will be expectations to our next album. So all of us had that in mind, and it would be bullshit. To say that we weren't affected by it.
In an interview that I've read with you, you said the people who tell interviewers or who tell their audience that they don't care about their expectations, they're simply liars.
Yeah.
And I really think so too. I mean, they're just pretending to be the cool guy who doesn't care. I'm writing all that stuff just for myself, my soul. And I really think after a first really successful album and something like the Norwegian Grammys, Billemannspreisen, it's not too easy to just forget about that and be like, I'll do whatever I want. I don't care about the audience or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was especially back in Norway, because there was quite a buzz around the album. So, but it's like playing the songs live is something different though.
Yeah.
Like, but for me to listen to the album, the new album now, no way.
It's like if you ever want to punish Mario Sagi in Guantanamo Bay, he should use his own record for it.
You heard it before.
Also, es war viel Stress im Studio und jetzt ist es wirklich so, dass man Marius Hagen, wenn man ihn in Guantanamo Bay quälen wollte, dass man dann sein eigenes Album benutzen könnte, weil er das nicht mehr hören kann, weil er so lange dran gearbeitet hat. Aber die Arbeit hat sich gelohnt. It was worth all the stress. I can say that already because I've been listening to most of the songs and I want to prove that to the audience right now. Also hier der Beweis dafür, dass es sich gelohnt hat, lange im Studio zu bleiben. Hier ist ein Team Me nochmal mit All Time High. Im Anschluss an diesen Song quatschen wir ein bisschen weiter und ich verlose noch Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Fluxbau. Yes, All Time High, Team Me. Heute Abend spielen sie im Fluxbau zusammen mit Cancer aus Dänemark und Adna aus Schweden. Jetzt sind drei aus der Band bei mir, Uno Elida und der Sänger und Erfinder der Kapelle, Marius Hagen. Now, the album has been released on the 1st of September in Norway, but it's gonna be released in the rest of the world in the beginning of 2015.
Yeah, January something.
Isn't we already released it in Japan, though.
In Japan as well? Yeah. Wow.
That was the first one. Actually.
What?
They were 26.
Oh wow!
Sort of like our second August, home.
Yeah. That's what I read as well. That super popular in Japan, and that's the popularity in Japan is like a. It's like a good thing to talk to your parents to. You just said, who would have imagined? I read something like, who would have imagined that I can tell my parents that I have fans in Japan now?
Nah, that's crazy. Yeah. It is. But Japan is such a lovely country, though, and the people are so nice, and the culture is so interesting. The food is excellent. And it's so, it's just amazing to have the opportunity to go over there and play concerts and stuff.
Yeah, but when one's listening to Team Me and one's taking real care about the sounds and stuff, one can imagine that this could work in Japan because the orchestral element of it is something that is really big in Japan.
Yeah.
Like the Alpha Will song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, but it really is. So when I read about your success in Japan, because that happened right after we met the last time.
Yeah,
we met and I asked you about your tour to Japan and if you're looking forward to it. And you're like, we're looking. Let's see what's happens. And it's incredible that it worked so much out there. But as I said, when you were looking really closely back then, you could have imagined that, I think.
Yeah, it's kind a good band for Japan. Japan is extremely busy in a lot of ways, and some say that about our music as well. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of elements and a lot of layers and stuff. So yeah, I guess there are some. Guess there's a link there.
Yeah, and there's a certain energy that I feel when I look at some of those crazy Japanese bands.
Yeah,
that is in Team Me as well.
Yeah,
I don't know,
sure.
I don't know where that's coming from or how one can explain that. But there are parallels actually.
Yeah, definitely. I love a lot of Japanese bands.
Cool. So are you going to go back there again this year, or have you already been there?
Yeah, well, actually, we were meant to be there last week.
Okay.
Yeah, but the tour was canceled due to the headliner. I don't know what happened, really, to be honest.
They didn't get a visa or something. They said,
but who was the headliner then?
Kaiser Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. My theory is that one of them was busted by the police for smoking marijuana or something, and that they couldn't get in.
Okay,
but I'm not sure.
Yeah, what a stupid reason.
It was
reason.
A bummer.
What a stupid reason though to cancel a Japan tour. But I mean,
we didn't cancel it.
Yeah, no, and you'll go there anyhow. I mean, when the record has been listened to for a while, maybe you're going to get there in the beginning of 2015 as well.
We're going back for sure. Yeah. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, it sounds good to me, man. It's really congratulations on that because I mean, you know the Alphaville song, and so many bands have always been thinking about successes in Japan. So and you didn't, but you had it. That's cool. I mean, that's a cool thing. Really, congratulations on that.
That's a great album, by the way. Big in Japan.
Yeah, that's true as well. I was just thinking, you just thought about yourself and your opinion about your own album. You're saying, no, I just want to say our own album is great.
No.
When one's looking at the Nordic music scene, which seems super lively, like bands from Norway, Sweden, Scandinavia, all, you know, many, many parts of Scandinavia and the northern part of Europe in general, one really gets the impression that musicians do get a certain support there, like the Spillemannsprisen or maybe some financial support. And sometimes when one's looking at that phenomena from Germany, you really think, okay, it's because they have big support. Would you say that this is one of the main reasons why so many bands from the northern lands are happening here, or is there another reason that's that's happening?
Well, I think I can only speak for in Norway because that's where I come from. So I don't know how the conditions are in terms of economical support in Sweden or Denmark or Finland or Iceland or whatever, but in Norway, of course, we got a shitload of oil money, so yeah, you can get support to go on tour, and without those money, we would never have toured as much as we've done.
So it's really, that's interesting though.
Yeah,
so you had to, because that's, I didn't ask that before, but the crazy thing about a band in a studio for a year is that normally no one would pay for that. They'd be you have to be finished in 4 weeks. We can't pay 2 months. It's too expensive. And speaking of 6 months and a year, I mean, that's crazy. So that was really, that was oil money, actually.
No, actually, that's touring in Norway is one thing. Because all the bands in Norway touring outside of Norway get support to do so. But when it comes to the studio time that we spent, as I said, we took all the recording instruments and took it back to our hometown and actually built a mobile sort of studio.
Yeah.
So that was kind of pretty lo-fi, actually. Yeah.
You didn't have to pay for the studio then?
No, not as much as we would have done in a regular studio.
Sure.
That's why we could continue it for so long. So that's,
Shame though, because it would have been a nice evil presentation, like Team Me, the band that has been financed by oil money. Clean sounds for dirty money.
We got fucking blood on our hands.
Oh man.
You know, every Norwegian, it's not true that the Norwegians are born with skis on their feet, they're actually born with blood on their hands.
But that's a good thing to make art, that's a good position to make art from, I think, you know?
Yeah.
You look at your hands, you see the blood, and you'll be like, I gotta do something with that. Maybe I'll write a song about it.
Yeah.
And then there's yeah. I think that's a good idea for to raise awareness.
The new government has actually cut down quite a lot on the cultural.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so now, yeah, definitely. Yeah. So the oil money, like they spend it on like licorice pipes and Segways and like yeah.
Yeah, it's more important than art and music.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
There's going to be a new election, and it's not the same people are not going to sit.
Okay.
In that, no.
Okay, we'll follow the political situation in Norway from now on as well.
Things are happening more closely.
And I hope you're going to come back and visit me pretty soon. And I wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll see each other in February, because then you come back for a show, I think, in Germany, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Give us a call.
Yeah. Or you'll call us. In this case, it's no problem. It's not like the old, don't call us, we call you. Okay. Heute Abend also nochmal im Fluxbau die großartigen Team Me mit Cancer aus Dänemark noch und Edna aus Sweden auf der Bühne. Und wer da noch schnell spontan vorbeikommen möchte, der kann das gerne tun. Und wer noch schnell vorbeikommen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der ruft jetzt an. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück heute Abend großes Ja-Ja-Ja-Fest mit nordischer Musik im Fluxbau. 030 2000 9000. Viel Glück. Thanks again, Team Me. Say hi to the others.
Thank
See you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having us.